This episode is brought to you by Knowable, a new platform that offers audio courses from the world's best minds straight to your devices. I've been using this app myself for a while, and what I love about Knowable is that it's short form, like a podcast, and at the same time, it's also deep dive, like an audiobook. So if you're into learning new skills and ideas from great people, you'll love this app. For example, one of my favorite NBA players, CP3, Chris Paul, has created a course about a plant-based lifestyle. Now, if you want to adopt that kind of lifestyle, who's better to learn from than CP3, right? Another audio course that I really enjoyed from Knowable is about launching a startup, and it's from none other than the co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian. My audience gets an annual membership to Knowable for an additional 20% off. So to get instant access to all of their audio courses, just visit knowable.fyi/subscribe and use the code Darius for an additional 20% off. And right now, because they also have an introductory offer, it comes down to $39 a year with the additional discount. So that's a really good deal. I've been using this app for a while now, and I love how each audio course is broken into individual lessons that are around 15 minutes long. So you can quickly consume a good piece of audio, and you can also dive deeper into their downloadable materials and lessons and much, much more. So check out Knowable on knowable.fyi/subscribe. Use the code Darius to claim an extra 20% off. Hey there, you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Faru Show. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about how you can be your own coach. So a lot of people who are interested in personal development and productivity and self-improvement are often curious about what a coach can do for them. And I'm personally not a very big believer in personal coaching and life coaching, because I think it's more beneficial if you learn to be your own coach, right? Instead of relying on someone else who can motivate you or inspire you, it's best if you become your own motivator, right? Why would you rely on someone else to teach you how to become better at life? Well, it's such a subjective thing, right? It's best to figure those things out on your own and, do a lot of reading and self-study, because I think that's the most valuable skill when it comes to going through life successfully. Now, it's a different thing if you want to build a business or become a better writer or learn a language or learn any skill for that matter. I think for those cases, it's very good to hire a coach, and I've been doing that myself as well. I've hired, copywriting coach, a language coach. I'm learning Spanish, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach, pre-COVID, obviously. But anyway, so those things, when it comes to skills, right? Like, I highly recommend hiring a coach, and there's some tips in my latest article about how to hire a coach. But in this episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk to you about how you can be your own life coach, right? Because this is something that, to me, when I think about it, right? Because let's say you're kind of struggling sometime, whatever, and you have an important meeting the next day or a job interview or whatever. There are not a lot of people that you can call and say, hey, can you help me, right? It's best that you can help yourself. So you need some tools and ideas and systems that you can rely on so you can really motivate and improve yourself and get yourself back on track if you kind of lost focus, right? So how can you do that? I have four tips that I want to share with you that will inspire you to become your own life coach. So let's get started. Number one is to set a worthy aim for yourself in life. Just talking very globally, what's something that you want to dedicate your life to? Is that wisdom? Is that helping others? Is that, helping Elon Musk or anyone else or yourself to go to Mars? I don't know, just like figure out a very high aim for yourself in life, just very globally. And have that just in the back of your mind. You know, what's that one thing that you want to dedicate your life to? Or maybe it's your family. That could also be a very good and high aim. But it has to be a little bit bigger than yourself. So for me, my aim obviously is family, but also just to share wisdom and knowledge with the world. And that's, you know, one of the things that I keep in mind as I'm creating content and, you know, going about my day. That really inspires me to keep going, because if I don't have that aim, it's very easy to give up, right? Because if it gets hard and, you know, you don't feel like it, you just give up, right? Like everybody does this. So have some kind of aim for yourself that's a little bit bigger than yourself. And this is totally subjective, so it requires some thinking. Unfortunately, I can't give you like a list of things that are good aims, because one thing might sound good for some people, right? And then for other people, it's like, hey, what are you talking about? I don't care about that at all. But the goal is just to have a higher aim for yourself, something that motivates you and keeps you going, something that you just keep in the back of your mind. It's not something that you will achieve. It's not like, you know, a clear goal. It's like, oh, I'm going to write 4 articles, right? In my case, that's something that I can achieve. But when I set a very high aim, it's like I want to, you know, inspire a bunch of people, right, in the world, it's very broad. And that just keeps me going because it's a little bit broad and vague. So this is not like, you know, goal setting, right? It's just having an aim in life. Yeah, that's number one. So number two is surround yourself with wisdom. And what I mean by this is that every single day, just read about something or watch something that is related to your aim. If you're interested in the climate, you know, read, you know, books and watch videos or TED Talks or whatever it is, or read tweets from people that you follow in this industry. Something that inspires you and motivates you, right? Something outside of yourself. Because if you see other people doing well, they will inspire you to do the same, right? That's the main goal of wisdom and knowledge, right? Because we read books because we want to learn something, but we also read books because we want to get inspired to, you know, kind of take action in our life. So surround yourself with books and podcasts and courses and videos and whatever it is, right? Stuff that inspires you. That's number two, very simple. Tip number three, hold yourself accountable, right? So if you do those first two things, you're constantly surrounded by wisdom and inspiration, and you also know what you want to achieve in many cases, but what we're striving for. Now, what you need to do is hold yourself accountable when it comes to your aim, right? Look at the difference between what you want to do and what you're actually doing. And my favorite way to do this is through journaling. I just write down what I do every single day. You know, like, I woke up at this time and I did this and that and that. So I kind of, through journaling, I hold myself accountable and notice when I kind of drift away from my aim. So it's a very good method for me. But other people like to do this by talking to their best friend or partner every single day. It's like talking through your day, you know, what did I do? It's like, oh, am I sleeping enough? Am I eating well? Am I working out? Am I doing this? Like all of these things, right? And then you just talking to someone who just listens can also hold yourself accountable through that, right? It's not that the other person is saying, oh yeah, come on, you got to do it. You don't even need that. You should never expect someone else to motivate you. If you are lucky with some, you know, good people in your life, all you can expect is for them to listen, and that's enough. And if you don't have that, you can do that through, you know, journaling. Just don't go to the clubhouse or social media and expect people to care about you. Right? It's not going to happen. You have to care about yourself, and obviously have some good friends and people in your life that also care about you. But the goal when it comes to accountability for me is always self-accountability. I don't want to hire someone or, you know, look at someone else to hold me accountable. No. It's my goal, it's my aim I want to do something, I should be the one who holds myself accountable. So that's very important. And a final tip is be flexible. Be willing to leave your plans and your aims and your goals when you don't feel well, for example, right? Not when you don't feel like it, but if you're like sick or if you're really low on energy. Just be flexible to understand that life has a lot of challenges, and you know, people and responsibilities always have some kind of hold on us. So sometimes things can get a little bit too much. In those cases, just take a step back. Or sometimes you might feel very good and very strong and full of energy. Just do a little bit more work, or you know, put in a little bit more energy. You can just be flexible when it comes to everything in life. The main goal is that you want to keep moving forward, right? You want to keep moving towards that aim. The platitude, there are multiple ways that lead to Rome or something like that. I don't know if that's a platitude anyway, but it's something that I've heard a lot and often think about, is like there are multiple roads that lead to the same destination. So there's no one way you should do something, right? So you can be flexible and just look at what works for you at that moment in time. So I hope you found this useful, and I hope you can use this to be your own life coach. And if you are a life coach, don't feel offended by this. A lot of people still find life coaches useful, right? And that's totally fine. It's just not my thing, right? So it's super subjective again. Right? Like, it's not math, you know? If you're a life coach and you're helping certain people, just keep on doing it, right? And if you don't like life coaching, just look at yourself a little bit more and try to rely more on yourself. A while ago, I posted something on social media about relying on yourself. And one guy was like, oh yeah, but you should also ask other people for help. And I was like, I don't know if I responded, but I thought to myself, dude, it's not black and white. Of course you can ask others for help. That's not the point. The point is that you primarily want to rely on yourself. And if you need help, just ask for help. That's fine. It's not a loss or anything. I do it as well. It's just normal. It's part of life. Again, it's basically the be flexible tip, and don't look at everything as you know, being black and white. So that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. And like always, until the next episode, take care.